With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Wall Street is free-falling as fear about a slowing U.S. economy worsened and off another sell-off for financial markets around the world. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network.
Markets are essentially finally beginning to price in information that we've had, again, for quite some time. So this is going to take quite a bit of time in order for them to essentially unwind their positions. In other words, reevaluate just how much these stocks and other equities are worth.
Jobs report on Friday in the U.S. came in significantly weaker than expected, deepening worries that the Federal Reserve may have kept the brakes on the economy too long with its inflation-fighting high interest rates policy. Japan's Nikkei plunging more than 12% as investors worried about the U.S. economy may be in worse shape than had been expected. Also at SRNNews.com, Hurricane Debbie has made landfall in northern Florida as a Category 1 storm and moved on to Georgia. Georgia Emergency Management Director Chris Stallings, speaking to WSB, says the concern for the state is that Debbie could stall along the coast on Wednesday.
It'll create a life-threatening historic rainfall event there in the area. Rainfall is expected to be around 20 inches in the area of Savannah and locally, possibly even more. If so, that will be a generational storm that we've not seen. They're calling it a 500 to 1,000-year storm. And so with that, we're extremely concerned about flooding.
Nearly 214,000 customers without power in Florida as of this morning. The Dow is now down 813 points. The NASDAQ composite losing 462. This is SRN News. An IVF lawsuit has been dropped.
Two couples who sued an Alabama hospital and in vitro fertilization clinic where their embryos were accidentally destroyed have dropped their wrongful death lawsuit. The case became a flashpoint in the debate over abortion when the Alabama Supreme Court ruled earlier this year that the couples could sue over what justices called the destruction of extrauterine children. The case was dismissed with prejudice, which will bar the couples from pursuing the case in the future. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association held a summit in Spanish for Spanish-speaking pastors in Denver over the weekend, the bilingual events intended to foster unity among local leaders and encourage them in their gospel-sharing mission. Ministry officials say it's a pivotal time for evangelical outreach as the Hispanic population continues to grow. This is SRN News. The Australian government elevated the nation's terrorism threat level from possible to probable, citing concerns related to the Israel-Hamas war.
The Australian government has elevated the nation's terror threat alert level from possible to probable, citing concerns about increasing radicalization among young people and community tensions over the Israel-Hamas war. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says while government officials think the current climate makes terrorism an increased danger, they don't know of any specific threats.
I want to reassure Australians, probable does not mean inevitable, and it does not mean there is intelligence about an imminent threat or danger.
The government's acting on the advice of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, the nation's main domestic spy agency, known as ASIO. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.